But yeah, I'm 19 years old. I'm from California. I've been singing since I was 15, and I actually got signed to Time Records when I, for writing, as like a as a songwriter for other artists. But they, I had to demo out the tracks, and that's how I actually got signed on as a singer. So it's kind of cool, like how I got into the music business. Like I never intended to be a singer, even though like I enjoyed singing. I just never thought I would pursue it,
Yeah, why did you think you'd never be a singer? Because I mean, you've got a great voice.
Oh,
So
thank you.
how
Thank
did
you. I mean, my voice is, like if you heard any of like the first recordings when I first started singing, you'd know why I didn't think I'd be a singer. I was awful. I mean, honestly, I've been working really hard on improving my vocals and like vocal lessons all the time. Just doing a lot of vocal warm-ups and just like I don't know. Like for me, what I didn't care for, what I really don't care for is fame, and money. Like I like to do it more so because it's fun for me. Like it's like a hobby that is like my whole life, So like I never thought like singing wise, like I didn't see myself as somebody who can sing. I think I'm more of a performer, and so like I mean I love performing. It's like the greatest feeling in the world. But I mean, if you put me up against like a real singer, like I can't compete. It's ridiculous.
So how would you separate like your studio performances from your live, like, entertainer based performances?
Well, the studio performances is like, like I have to be in my peak condition vocally, because this is gonna be played over and over. So like I'm making sure I'm like healthy. I'm dieting while I'm in the studio. I'm working out, keeping my lungs up and like my cardio. Like I'm doing a lot of stuff in my personal life so that when I get into the studio, like I sound clean and I sound clear and I can just record without having to worry about like little things that could mess me up,
I
and it
got you.
could all just be in my mind. I don't know, but like I like to keep myself ready, in that sense. And then my live performances is like I'm dancing, like I'm jumping around, I'm dancing, I'm like performing out to the crowd. So like technically vocally, I don't necessarily need to be at peak. It's not like I don't try to be, because I'm still dieting on the road. I'm still working out.
Sure.
I'm still trying to, I'm doing my vocal warm-ups and stuff, and I'm just trying to keep myself strong and keep myself better. And every performance that I do, it's like, I take what I did. I'd like, like I like this. I'm gonna work on this. And if I don't like this, I'm like, how do I make that good? How do I change that to be good? So, I mean, the difference is mostly, it's a performance. Nobody expects you to sound exactly like you would in a CD.
I got you. So you mentioned dancing before. So how did Dance All Night come to be? How did you write that? What was the inspiration for it?
Well, Dance All Night was a cool one because it's kind of unlike the rest of the album and like the feel that it gives you. It's like a summer vibe almost, and I don't really do songs like that. And it's super cool because it's I wrote it in like 15 minutes. Like the full song was done like really fast. Producing it was the hard part because like I said, I don't really do songs like that. But like the inspiration for that was just kind of like I don't know, I've never been to a party. I had never been to a party by that time. And I was like, well, like how would I want a party to be? Like how would I how would I enjoy myself at a party? And I was like, well, I mean, dancing's always fun. Like, that'd be sick. And I was like, yeah, dude, dancing like all night. And I was like, oh, sweet. Like, there we go. That's the inspiration right there. Dance all night.
So, bottom line, why do you think someone should check out Bedhead Part 1? What makes Bedhead Part 1 special?
It's unique, and it's my story. It's a story that people can relate to, and a lot of people have gone through. And it's unlike most of the music that you'll hear today. It's not hyped. It's not like lit. It's just really cool. It's like a real story that people can listen to and relate to and just see themselves in. And I really like the fact that the album can, like, help other people who are struggling through the same situations, because then they'll, like, you know, like, when I was going through this situation, I used to think that nobody else has gone through it. You know, like, I was the only heartbroken person in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you listen to music and it's nice to realize that there are other people that have gone through the same situations as you. And so that's kind of, like, why I think people would enjoy it, why people should check it out.
Okay. All right, let's have a little bit of fun. What's a song on your iPhone, your iPad, or whatever your listening device is that you absolutely love, but you're kind of ashamed when it comes on, like you don't want anyone to see you listening to it?
Oh my god. I don't know. Okay. Well, because I don't have that much music on my iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But you know U2, you know the album that they put on?
Oh, the free one?
Yeah. Like, when I first came out, I hated it, but, like, there are a lot of good songs on that one, and I'll listen to it, but whenever I'm in the car with somebody else and it plays, they're like, oh, I'll turn that off. I'm like, yeah, for sure. I'm kind of singing the lyrics along, because I know it, you know, like, it's sick. I don't know.
Yeah, that was totally subliminal. It's like one day you just turn on your phone and you're like, where did this come from?
I know, dude. It was ridiculous. And I was kind of mad about it. I was like, you're taking up so much space on my phone. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's like 120 megabytes that out. It's a big file. All right, who are some artists that have influenced your sound heavily?
I would say, like, Neo, Nelly, Usher. They definitely have a big role in, like, the vibe that I was going for.
Mm-hmm.
The lane that I wanted to be in would be... like an Ed Sheeran almost lame, but my music doesn't sound like his. I wish it did. I don't know how to produce like he does,
mm-hmm.
but, you know. But I don't know. It's weird because people are like, who influenced your music? But like, I didn't really listen to music during the time that I was writing the album.
Well, how did that happen?
I just kind of got sick of music for a while, like because it became more of a chore, because the label was constantly like, why isn't this done? You need to do this. You need to do this. So I was in the studio every day for at least 5 hours a day. And it's not like I didn't enjoy being in the studio, but like I didn't enjoy the projects that I was making after a while. So
that makes sense.
When I got out of the studio, I was like, I don't want to listen to anything. Like, I'm done with that. Like, screw this. The only music that I really would listen to would be like Tech N9ne. You know, like my cousins would come over and we'd like play video games and we'd turn down the volume on the video game. We'd be playing like Smash Bros. Or something. And then you just turn on Tech N9ne, like just random, and like we just vibe, you know, like we're just like rapping the words. And I felt so cool because like he's a fast rapper and he's so sick. I love him. Yeah, dude.
What do you think you have to do to get yourself to that next level that you've been talking about, that Ed Sheeran, that being very comfortable with your vocal abilities level that you want, that I don't know if you want to get there because you said fame's not your thing, but mm-hmm. like something like that next step, what do you think you have to do to get to that next step?
I definitely think that I need a following. I mean, if I had a following, like a bigger following, because like my Instagram has 15,000 followers just mm-hmm. about. I think I hit 15,000 the other day, and that was like amazing. You know, I was like, what the heck? Like,
sure.
Cause I don't have my notifications on. So I can't tell when I get followers or not, but I got on there and I was like, oh man, like that's so sick. But then like, it's like the interaction isn't like as if it would be when I was like on tour, for example. Cause when you're on tour, like literally everybody that you perform for, if they didn't follow you, they'll follow you. They'll comment on all your pictures. They'll, like, spam you for, like, likes. And they'll, like, be like, yo, can you just follow me? Or can you just like this picture? And it's, like, really sick because it's, like, people actually are going out of their way to, like, have you notice them.
Yeah.
And like, that's so weird to me. But I think any kind of following would definitely build up my self-esteem, mm-hmm. my confidence, just to move on to that next level. More on my end. This is totally on my end. I've just been slacking because I have a lot going on. More content. I really need a lot more content. I need to start posting weekly.
All right. Is there anything else that you'd like to say or add to your listeners, to your followers, to people that are interested in you now because of this?
Oh man, I hate doing this part. This is always the this is always the hardest part for me. I just want everybody to know that I love them and I love the support that they give me, and I do notice them. And if they ever need anything, they can always talk to me, and they can follow me at We Want Omar to keep up with me on my Instagram and my Twitter, and my Facebook is at Omar_MusicX. Actually, no, I take that back. It's Omar Music X. No underscore.